Let's break it down a little bit more, chat a little bit more about it with the play-by-play voice of Cornell Big Red Wrestling on ESPN+. That's our buddy Andy Malnoski, who joins us here on the ESPN Ithaca phone lines. And Andy, thanks so much for the time. Let's just get right to it with Yanni in particular. Four-time champ, 115 wins, two losses, highest winning percentage in program history. How do you define his greatness and just how remarkable and rare what he was able to do in a Cornell singlet actually was?
Boy, Nick, that's an amazing introduction. Thank you so much for having me on. It's always great to talk to you. And we go back a long ways. You've always been a great friend and a special talent for Ithaca and beyond. So thank you for having me on. And, you know, Yanni Dakavahalis, it's just been a privilege, I think, to see him perform all these years in a Cornell singlet. And for him to get the job done, the pressure, you know, certainly for anybody in that situation is on, but he took it in stride and showed the true champion that he is to go out there and grind out a few matches in this tournament and then go out there and keep that focus, knew what he had to do, and got the job done. The semifinal match, you know, he beat over a Penn State guy, Van Ness. It was a tight match. He hit a big move in the semis. Of course, you look at the Iowa guy that he took down, went down to the very last second, some near back points that people thought might happen, but you look back at the replay, he knows his body, he knows his positioning, kept it upright to not get any back exposure for back points in that match. So to do what he did on Saturday, you know, I was actually talking with a few folks about this. This is a once-in-a-lifetime performer. I think everybody knows that about Yanni, what he did at Hilton High School, five-time state champion there, coming here. I mean, and what he did at Cornell, you know, to be only the second, you know, Cornell guy. Obviously, Kyle Bake did it in 2013. And then now you got Cornell is the only Division I program in the country with two four-time winners. And that's not by accident. Cornell has an amazing program. They really put everyone before themselves, the coaching staff does, to achieve success and to reach their dreams. And but in terms of what Yanni, I'm going to kind of echo what Coach Mike Gray told me last week. That Yanni's going to be remembered for the guy that did everything the right way. He's going to be remembered for what he stood for on and off the mat. And I'll share with you a quick story you know, about Yanni that I told Yanni personally. I went up to practice last week before they went out to Tulsa, is that, you know, he loses that first match of the year to Gomez in Wisconsin. Yeah. And it was a shock to everybody. You know, I told him that I'd never been in a situation where the entire Freeman Wrestling Center was, you know, was almost tone deaf. It was just such a shock to see him lose a match, let alone at home. And so I told him, I said, you know, after the match was done, he was defeated by Austin Gomez in Wisconsin, and he came back out, and I turned over and I looked over, and there he was helping coach up some of the other guys. It was unbelievable. You don't see that in any sport, let alone wrestling. So I think, you know, when Coach Mike Gray talked about Yanni being the face of the program, to be the guy that's going to take this program to an even further level, there's no better human being and competitor than Yanni Dakavahalis.
As great of a representation of Cornell Big Red Wrestling as there is. You know, Vito obviously had just a tremendous showing this season, and obviously it capped off with a national championship. How did he get it done, especially in that title match going up against RBY, who was on that, 56 match winning streak or whatever it was? Like, what did you see from him to get the job done and win his first national title?
Well, I think what we saw from Vito is what everybody at Cornell has known all along, that this man is world-class. He's an Olympic alternate a few years ago. You know, he's done so much of the sport in freestyle, you know, championships and everything like that. What you saw was a complete matchup of him on the attack. And they knew that, you know, if he was in and he was on, he wasn't going to be beat. And I thought he matched up very well with RBY. He, you know, Vito's bumped up from 25 this year to 33 full-time, and I think it really paid off. Also, the confidence that he built throughout the tournament, he avenged his only loss to Latona, Virginia Tech earlier on in the tournament, goes in and just has an amazing, amazing run. Beats unbeaten Dayton Fix, Oklahoma State guy in Tulsa. Just an amazing run that he had. And his confidence, you know, another gentleman, you know, Vito, of the sport. He's somebody that I think it's hard to cheer against after you meet him and you talk with him and his zeal for life. And seeing the interview on ESPN after he had won. He saw his family there and his dad. that's a moment that I think everyone's going to remember of the genuine nature of these folks. And, you know, Vito, well-deserved. I think he had some unfinished business this year, and I think it just really festered, and he got the job done the way he wanted to.
Andy Malinowski with us here on BTL, the play-by-play voice of Cornell Big Red Wrestling on ESPN+. This is the best finish at NCAA since that stretch of 09 to 2011. And we knew about the dominance of guys like Yanni and what Vito could provide. But you also saw different guys contribute big time this season, like a Chris Foca and a Jacob Cardenas and other guys too. Why is that, though? Why was Cornell able to have such an unbelievable finish to the year and finish, you know, near the top of the standings when it was all said and done this past weekend?
Wow, that's a great question, Nick. You know, I think it has to go to how much they've been battle-tested this year, the tournaments they've gone to, the duels they've had. You go out to, you know, the Cliff Clean invite in Vegas early in the season. You know, the Ivy League competition is heated up. It's not just... You know, it's not just Cornell. Penn's much improved. Obviously, Princeton won the Ivy League a couple of years ago. You look at those situations, and this is a team that's ready to peak. They say about peaking at the right time, and that's pretty much what happened this year. You know, for Cornell, they go out to, you know, Tulsa, and they were ready, and they were loose, and they were having fun this year. One of the things that the guys were telling me about, you know, Foca and certainly Vito as well. Describing, hey, this has been a fun year for us. They're enjoying every part of the game, every part of the process. And for them to go out and do what they did, it was no surprise. I think that what's even more impressive, they did it with seven guys out of 10 possible weight classes. You know, they didn't have a couple guys. You look at, you know, their 84-pounder, Johnny Lowe, he was out with injury, All-American last year, didn't even compete this year, so you miss him. And then you look at Fernandez, the heavyweight. He was in the lineup as well. So Unger at 25, and then you look at Ramirez, guys that were pretty much very close to being All-American status, top eight, losing in those blood rounds, very, very close. So you're looking at a difference of just a couple of matches, a few points here and there, I mean, even higher finish for Cornell. And I think that's the goal. I think that's the goal for them is to, you know, keep rising up in these rankings. But number three certainly is nothing to slouch at because, you know, when Penn State's one and Iowa's two and then Cornell's three and, you know, Coach Mike Gray being National Coach of the Year, it's not an accident. You know, success isn't an accident. Hard work and paying the price, what they've always done, that's no accident. They are building something great. Coach Cole, you know, obviously moved out to Stanford, took the head coaching job there, but Mike Gray has been such a huge focal point of this program for many, many years, you know, working with these recruits. He and Yanni are like family, and it shows out the trust that they have and the love they have for each other. And when that plays out, and not just for Yanni, but everybody, they treat everyone like a family member, you can see it. And when you're at Freeman at a match, there's nothing like it on a Saturday afternoon in the thick of New York.
What makes Mike Gray such a good coach? Because he is Cornell wrestling through and has been for a long time. But how has he been able to make this sort of impact over, you know, the last decade or so, and especially now that he's the head coach?
Yeah, I think that that's another great question. I think that, you know, for me, it's not too far to see where it comes from. And if you talk to Mrs. Gray, Kylie, his wife, and you know, she will say that Mike is the type of guy that he doesn't care who gets the credit. He wants to see the guys succeed. It's not about, you know, if you look at some of the pictures with the, you know, the team trophies, you know, and everything, everybody's there. The coaching staff, the entire staff is there. And people know, you know, people know when they see those things. And I think that's one of them. I think that's, you know, putting everyone else before himself. I think that's what a great leader does. And then also is, you know, the ability to compete at a high level and to constantly improve, constantly make yourself available to your wrestlers and your student athletes. Their facilities are second to none. The support they have, the alumni base, the donors, I mean, everything that works in the favor of Cornell all played out. They had, a healthy contingent of people and fans supporting them out in Tulsa, and that's great to see. It's a thing of beauty. And I think, you know, with Mike, I've known him a few years now. I actually covered Mike when I was at WENY. I used to work down now at WETM as their sports director, the NBC here in Elmira. But I remember Mike as a wrestler and covering him and Troy Nickerson. Kyle Dake obviously was getting started early at that time, in 2009 and 10. So it's just, I think at the end of the day, what it is about Mike Bray, it's pretty simple. He just loves Cornell University, and he loves Cornell wrestling. And when you have that going, and then like you have that competitive fire, man, it's going to be hard to beat you. And that's, I think, what we have with Mike Bray. He's a fantastic guy, an amazing coach.
Andy, as always, appreciate the time. You're the best. Talk to you soon, okay?
Dick, thank you. You're the best. Appreciate it. Go Cornell.